Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
This is Bloomberg Business of Sports.
The cold, hard truth about the Olympic journey is not really been financially incentivized in the same way that many other professional sports are.
The business of basketball involves NBA, Global, our licensing arm, Think 450. All of those things will make up what that looks like.
Money in sports. It's one of the reasons why I enjoy being on Monday Night Countdown. We talk about some of the more interesting aspects of business of sports.
When you're talking sports, discipline is the bridge from being good to ultimately being great at whatever it is that you're trying to be or accomplish as your profession.
Bloomberg Business of Sports from Bloomberg Radio.
Welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we explore the big old money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Damian Sassauer.
And of course, we have issues to talk about. So let's start right now with the NBA Finals. Oh my goodness gracious. Now, game one, Boston had the comeback of comebacks. Mm. Game two, not so much.
The fourth quarter of game one was pretty incredible when Boston went on that 17-0 streak. It just looked like everything they threw up there was going in.
Yeah, they just can't score in the third quarter. That's the problem with the Boston Celtics. they just get
rid of that quarter.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, look, and even Al Horford after the game said, we have to fix that. I mean, yeah, exactly. But I think, you know, what's interesting is Boston came out so relaxed and calm in game two. I mean, they looked very much in control. And then, my goodness, Steph Curry, Jordan Poole. I mean, Draymond Green almost got thrown out of the game with those two technicals, 1.5 technicals.
Yeah. But the key was he brought the 2 adjustment to the team, and that's why on defense that the Warriors look great. In fact, the Celtics they shot less than 38% from the floor. That's how bad it was for the Celtics.
Yeah, Draymond Green got him going for sure on defense, and that's why he gets paid the big bucks. He's there for.
So now we're all tied up 1-1, and I mean, who are we thinking is going to come out ahead?
It goes back now to TD Garden Wednesday.
The upstart team or the favorites from the last couple of years?
At first, the way the Celtics just bullied the Warriors, I'm thinking, uh-oh, the Warriors better get it together real fast. And then game two, they did. So now I don't know. Now you're down to the best of 5. And I think what impresses me about this series, and it's something you said off mic before we went on, is that even the casual of basketball fans is
like
watching
me.
This. I mean, I'm amazed. It's like, you know, this is something which is good for basketball. Mm-hmm. You need that. And I've always said basketball is the best out of the 4 of the food groups because it takes 2.5 hours. The action is going, And everybody can get into it.
Yeah, well, I think, look, you know, defense wins championships. It's, you know, and for me, I would have told you the Boston Celtics are the better defensive team, and certainly on paper they look that way, but the way that Golden State played defense on Boston in game two, you know, now it's kind of the verdict is out, but I think you still got to think that Golden State, I mean, they've got the experience, you know, and Klay Thompson looks awesome. It's going to be very hard to bet against them, even though they did split in at home in San Francisco.
Game three, Wednesday. Tune in. Let's see.
You knew that Golden State was not going to go down without like a huge fight. It's kind of like the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Rangers. Yes, I brought them back into this conversation, but the Rangers were heading into game three with a 2-0 lead, and you knew that Tampa Bay was not going to just like let them get rolled over.
In the last seconds? I mean, come on. In the last minute. So painful.
See, I wasn't going to bring it up, but now that you brought it up, if, you know, I mean, okay, the score was 3-2. The Lightning scored the first goal, first period. And then the Rangers in the second period, they put two together.
Yep.
I'm thinking, this is good. And then all of a sudden I'm seeing the Lightning and then they score. And here we come. Tick, 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 tick. Yeah. And then they score.
I blame Jacob Trouba. He took too many dumb penalties. And this was a game that was all pivoting on power plays. On the man advantage.
Yeah. No, I mean, Trouba's there. I mean, look, you know what's interesting is just look, I mean, you know, things are setting up really nicely for the Rangers. Like, the Avalanche just lost their star player, right? So even if they do advance to the finals, you know, things are just setting up beautifully for them to make this run, and they're peaking at the right time.
Yes,
they've got
yes.
four real lines.
And they're young enough to believe that, naive enough to believe that they can do it. That's what I keep seeing on Twitter. Everyone who's out there on Twitter is like, these guys are just young enough and naive enough to think that it could be us.
Well,
we
see, sometimes if you're just so naive, you don't know anything, that works in your favor.
Yeah.
Cue Kurt Russell in The Miracle.
Phil Knight and the Trailblazers. Now, he says, you know, look, I'm not saying anything, but, you know, the Trailblazers, you know, they're not for sale. But I'm just saying.
I'm going to put it out there.
I'm going to put this out there. So now the bottom line is, are they for sale or aren't they? I know we're getting the line from Portland. No, the team's not for sale.
And actually, Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, also said that the team is not for sale at the moment. But he did make a point that Paul Allen, the late Paul Allen, who co-founded Microsoft, his family owns the team through a trust, and that Paul Allen's sister is a trustee of the estate. And then Adam Silver said, at some point, the team will be up for sale. So I'm not sure where that leaves us. But for Phil Knight, it's kind of like, I'm just going to put it out there that I'm willing to pay more than $2 billion for this team that was worth $207 million in 2001.
It's unbelievable. I mean, look, Steve Ballmer paid, you know, $2 billion for the Clippers only
a few
years ago.
Yeah, that changed everything, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable.
But before, you know, the Trailblazers fall for the okey-doke, the $2 billion is not as much as some other valuations for other NBA teams.
Yeah.
No, well, this is not a big market team.
No.
Not in the same way that a Boston Celtics.
Yeah, but it's still a team, and you're out there.
It makes Steve Ballmer look like he got away with a deal.
Well, the other good thing, I suppose, about Phil Knight is that if he ever does buy the team, he would likely keep the team in Portland.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Talking about the French Open, I want to talk about the women's title. Iga Swiatek, she won the women's French Open. She beat Coco Gauff 6-3, 6-1. But then after, in the post-match press conference, and as a reporter, somebody embarrassed the hell out of me when they asked this question. First, they talked about, okay, your best shot.
That's legitimate.
That's legitimate. We get it. And then the second part, if she used makeup when attending parties, can someone explain to me, what in the hell does that have to do with the French Open?
Not even that. That's just part one of the question. It was, do you like to go elegant and smart and so on? Because many players we have seen in the past, they were staying hours in front of the mirror before going on court and using the makeup. And you seem very natural like this. So it was an extended question about your makeup habits on the court. What does this have to do with anything?
I'm thinking Ron Perlman planted a seed there for Revlon.
I mean,
I can't imagine any other reason why somebody would ask that unless there was some other agenda. But it's
because she's a woman, and this is why Naomi Osaka didn't want to do press conferences.
It's unbelievable.
I get it. Okay. An eye is popping out of my head. I do. You know. It's like my father would always say, don't embarrass me, boy. What kind of question was that? It's like, anyway, as I continue on, you know I'm all riled up. I do want to give a nod to Rafael Nadal because
yes.
He won his 14th French Open. And that's, whew, lordy.
Which
that's
felt like it was going to happen anyway after he beat Djokovic.
Yeah.
Like, that was the big one. And after that, what, 4 hours, 12 minutes, 11 minutes?
And 1,000 wins between Federer, Rafa, and Djokovic. 1,000 major wins. 1,000. I mean, that's just craziness. Yeah. I think Rafa has 307 of them himself. I mean, you think Rafa wears makeup?
I think that should be the second question. There should be two questions, one technical, one not so technical. We'll see what happens when they ask that question. No reporter would ask that to him, right?
I am still...
He's a pretty tan guy. Maybe spray tan.
Yes, that you could adjust the question to not address makeup, but talk about the tan.
How?
Get Ron Perlman to ask that question, or plant the reporter for that one.
I still cannot fathom that question. I try to give all reporters a break, you know, because sometimes, you know, something goes wrong. Maybe you shouldn't, whatever, ask that. Come on now. What?
That is the question they asked the winner of the French Open on a 35-match winning streak.
Yes.
At the top of her game.
Maybe. Yes. Yes.
Do we even want to say what news agency or where the reporter came from? I don't even know.
I'll be cool.
Let's not do that.
I won't
there.
Do it.
Let's not do it.
I'll just say
it wasn't Bloomberg.
Yeah, I will say that. It wasn't us. So, oh, man. Hey, on to other stories. Religion of sports. Now, yes, we need to explain this. It's a production company founded by NFL stars Tom Brady and Michael Strahan. And they have raised $50 million to finance more of its documentaries and expand further into podcasts and scripted programming.
I thought this was really interesting because clearly they've got funding from venture capital at a time when VCs are pulling back funding because of rising borrowing costs and also the possibility of a recession or at least a slowdown coming around. So the environment for funding went from frothy to cautious, yet they are throwing money at this company in large part because of star marquee players, founders, in this case, Tom Brady, Michael Strahan, and also the other co-founder who's not in professional sports is also a celebrity because he's the son of Deepak Chopra, yep. Gotham Chopra.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, look, this is the Netflix model. This is The Last Dance. This is Drive to Survive. This is the rise of the Lakers dynasty. I mean, this is where we are. And look, I mean, content is king in this market. And so kudos to them for being able to raise money in a very tight market to provide new content. And there's plenty of demand for it.
They have a pretty good formula. They focus on unscripted sports programming, like you said, Last Dance, untold stories of professional athletes. It's almost like existing IP, you know, like when movie studios go and try to make the spin-off story for some superhero. You know, you can always come up with different storylines for franchise players, and that's exactly what they're going for. What also struck me in this story that Bloomberg News wrote was that the company's annual revenue is well into the eight figures and expected to grow by 50% this year and next. But it's not currently profitable. At some point, Damien, you know they're going to have to show an ROI.
At some point. But they're a private company, so maybe not, you know? I mean, look, I agree with you, though. I think it's just unbelievable, you know, the demand for it. It's kind of like the 30 and 30. I mean, that was the start of it with ESPN, and it's just taken off. And so, you know, in today's day and age, in this digital world where people are still sitting at home looking for content, you know, they think they have a secret sauce here, and I believe them.
You know, first of all, I'm stealing the word frothy. I like that. You know, that's a good one. That's like if you're playing Trivial Pursuit and you got three or four wedges and it's like, yeah, it's frothy. And then someone comes from behind, now has five. Now it's all tense all of a sudden. Hey, this is the way my mind works. I can't help it.
Trivial Pursuit.
This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we explore some of the big money issues in the world of sports. And you can catch our podcast Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Days. I'm Michael Barr on Twitter at Big Barr Sports.
I'm Scarlett Fu. You can find me on Twitter at Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Damian Sasso. You can find me on Twitter at DSassauer.
Hey, don't forget, by the way, you can catch our podcast wherever you download this baby. That's the way we roll.